Welcome back. So, this episode we have Chelsea talking to us about her experience of Turner syndrome. I really enjoyed filming and recording this. So enjoy the episode, guys. Hi everyone. This week on Turner Syndrome Talking to You, we have Chelsea with us. Hi Chelsea.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I'm intrigued to hear your story about Turner's, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
So what's
excited to talk about it.
Oh, good. What's your relationship with Turner's?
Well, I was diagnosed, I was 4 years old and I was under a doctor at our local hospital, and he basically said to my parents, she has got something similar to Turner's, but it's not Turner's. So I've come back if there's any problems later along the line. So, like, in the intervening time, I had, like, different appointments with physiotherapists, occupational therapists. And I was under an ENT doctor, and I had lots of, like, ear surgery and things as well. So I fast forward about 10 years when I was 14. I went to an appointment for our opticians. And basically, towards the end, they pulled me aside and said, look, you've got a lot of pressure behind your eyes, which could indicate high blood pressure or diabetes. So basically, you've got to get it checked out. So I got it checked out, and the doctor sent me to the hospital. I was getting lots of tests done. And later on, my mum was called into the hospital and given the results, and they said, oh, the high blood pressure is due to an narrowing in one of her kidneys, and that would be due to her Turner syndrome. And my mum was like, but she hasn't got Turner syndrome. She's got something similar to it, but it's not Turner's. She said, oh, no, it's written in henna medical notes. So then I was transferred to a different hospital and a different doctor, and yeah, things sort of been well on track since then.
So you were diagnosed with Turner's without realizing?
Without them saying, when I was 14.
Wow, thank God for the optician. What's the biggest challenge your turn has been for you?
I think at first it was the lot of the misconception with the information that we're receiving, especially on the internet. And a lot of sort of the untruths that were out there on the internet. Thinking, well, from my experience, that's not right. And anything. To a certain degree, so I suppose the social aspect of, like, not really being that comfortable in sort of certain social situations, I think.
I get uncomfortable sometimes in certain situations as well. And it's hard to know, is it Turner's or is it just a little bit of anxiety?
Yes, I think they would be the biggest ones, I would say.
Yeah, okay. What's the most positive experience
oh, meeting everybody. And being around a group of people who sort of fully understand the different aspect of your personality in a way that perhaps other people don't, I would think. And conference as well. Like, I know it's like everybody raves about, but conference is just like brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Yeah.
How has the society helped you?
Oh, in many ways, mainly helping me to meet other people with turners and providing me with information. It's like, oh yes, it's okay to do these things and it's okay to be this way. And feeling more, not like helping me to be more secure in situations.
Okay. What's your involvement in the society?
Mainly being a member. Being that and doing a bit of fundraising as well through Facebook and different things. And holding like little fundraisers. Just going to the conferences and things like that, yeah.
What fundraising have you done apart from the Facebook?
Like the Facebook birthdays, and we've done some things like put the fundraising buckets onto like the local pub bars and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Wow. It makes a difference, doesn't it? Like all the loose change people have.
Yeah.
It adds up. It adds up.
Yeah. It does.
What's the most important message about turners, would you say, for you and for people who don't know about turners?
Oh, for me, it's to remember that turners are just a part of who you are, sort of the whole of what you are, sort of thing. It's not sort of like be all and end all of the person that you are. For other people as well, I would hope that it would encourage more people to get more information about tennis as well and become more knowledge, help themselves become more knowledgeable about it as well.
Knowledge is power. As I always say, I love that. Is there anything you'd like to add to this episode that we haven't covered?
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything.
Good. Well, I'm glad that the optician spotted your high blood pressure.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's a bit of a weird situation at the time,
thank you so much, Chelsea, for doing this.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
No, thank you. Well, thank you for a great episode, and guys, I'll see you next week.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Chelsea, for that episode. As I said, I really enjoyed doing that. I really enjoyed recording that episode with you. So thank you so much. So if you were following my socials, you'd know that I've done an interview on radio, Chat and the Spin. And I mentioned it a few times on this podcast. So I will upload the interview today on my socials. Only on my socials, I won't upload it to this podcast. So if you want to listen to it, if you missed it, or if you want to listen to it again, the links on where to follow me and where to listen to it are in the show notes. So I hope you enjoy that. So Christmas Eve episode, we have Lauren talking with us. Another great episode. Really, really love that. So I'll see you then. Have a great day, guys.